USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is laying out plans for the reopening of the United States.
I will then be authorizing each individual governor of each individual state to implement a reopening and a very powerful reopening plan of their state at a time and in a manner as most appropriate. The day will be very close because certain states, as you know, are in much different condition and in a much different place than other states. It's going to be very, very close, maybe even before the date of May 1st.
President Trump also saying he's ordered a halt to funding the World Health Organization. The president says that a review will be conducted to assess the WHO's role in severely mismanaging the early spread of the coronavirus in China. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Yeah, I really enjoy the product completely. It's really been very, very good for my hair and my skin. A little bit more energy and just most of the time being able to fight off, you know, the sicknesses too. You know, I have not been sick since I have started it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It's been 7 years since the deadly terrorist attack in the United States. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Wednesday, the 7th anniversary of the Boston Marathon bombings that killed 3 people and wounded more than 250. The city normally marks the anniversary by celebrating what it calls One Boston Day. However, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh says with the coronavirus restrictions in place this year, the anniversary will be designated as a day of quiet reflection, prayer, and unity, but no organized events are being held.
UPS, Microsoft, the American Hospital Association, and Kaiser Permanente are introducing an app that will let people donate personal protective equipment more efficiently. On Tuesday, the coalition of private and nonprofit organizations announced a Protecting People Everywhere initiative, which works directly with the Health Equip app to ensure the donations go straight to hospitals in need. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
As stay-at-home and social distancing orders across the United States have slowed the spread of the coronavirus, they've put restaurant dining on hold, forcing many to close and leaving others barely surviving. Restaurant Impossible host Chef Robert Irvine tells Fox News some of the things restaurants can do to prepare and what we can expect as a new normal when it comes to restaurants after things are opened back up for business.
Well, I think, first of all, if you've got a big restaurant, you're going to fill a third of that. If you've got a small restaurant, you're probably going to fill half of it. The biggest problem we're going to face right now is consumer confidence, number one. And number two is having to redirect all our thought process into what was is gone and what is new is brand new. You know, new menus, new social distancing rules. What do we do in the kitchen to make the consumer feel comfortable? Is it masks? Obviously, it's masks. We already wear gloves. Are we allowing people into the kitchen? Good question. Do they want to see that you're doing things safely? Yes, they do. I think the whole world of the restaurant business and business in general is going to change. We want to feel comfortable walking into a space. Imagine this. We're going to a restaurant. Somebody coughs. Oh, my goodness. It would be a nightmare.
You can always find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.